If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Ron Brown reviews our films because he sees more films than any human being that I know. Welcome back to in this part of the radio station instead of the newsroom. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, and I'm very excited about telling you about the movie Michael because it was a surprise to me.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be what it was.
Okay, so no Janet Jackson. They act like she doesn't even exist, right?
They don't even mention her. They don't even say she's out of the town or anything like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Not a part of the family.
And no, none of the court stuff, none of the child molestation charges.
No, nothing.
That would paint Michael in a bad light.
Nothing at all. It's like a comic book version of Michael Jackson's life.
Wow.
And a matter of fact, that's about it. It has all the dramatic depth of a comic book. So, and that's, I mean, that's just an accurate telling of it. It's not a criticism of it because that's all it tries to be. It has, you know, the Michael Jackson father. And
who was very abusive, and they don't bring that up either.
No, they do. They
oh,
do
they
right
do.
From the beginning that he's very stern. He's very demanding. He whips little Michael with a belt, and that's a tough, you know, a moment in the movie and in his life, I'm sure. But he's one dimensional. I mean, nobody's that one dimensional. Mm-hmm. But in this telling of the story, he's one dimensional, and then Michael is one dimensional as well. He's just the nicest person in the world, and he's the a musical genius at every. Everything that he suggests is brilliant. It's one of those. So,
right. But the family had final say-so, right? So they're the ones that kind of just took all the negativity or any realism out of it?
Well, the estate, but it was the lawyers for the estate who said that, hey, you know, we've got this agreement with the victim that we're not going to make, you know, profit from his story.
Right.
And so they had to rewrite that. It was in the script. I don't know why they didn't catch it beforehand, but they had to reshoot and take all that stuff out of there. Cost them about $15 million, which is no small potatoes. It's making a lot of money, but they didn't know that at the time.
It made $97 million opening weekend. That's pretty huge these days, isn't it?
It set a record for the biggest opening of any musical biopic in history. So, yeah, that's pretty darn good.
Wow.
And it's still going. It's no signs of slowing down. It just opened up. And they're already talking about maybe there should be a Michael 2.
Right, and maybe they'd be a little more honest about what his life encompassed.
Well, we'd have to wait and see. I don't know for sure. I mean, like you said, having those elements of a movie, you don't have to put that in there about somebody's life. If you don't want to concentrate on that, if you want to concentrate just on the entertainment, you know, then do that. So we may just get more Michael Jackson on stage dancing with a very, very good Michael Jackson impersonator, Jafar Jackson, who's his nephew.
See, that's the thing, too. Ron, I thought that they would be using old concert footage. Like, I would see, you know, the Jackson 5 on American Bandstand, but even the little Michael Jackson was an actor?
Even the little was, and he's very good at it, too. So what they're doing, they're not lip-syncing at all. They're using some of, I'm not sure how to describe this, they're using some recordings of Michael Jackson to, like, to round out the sound, but the actors are actually singing the Michael Jackson songs.
Wow. So this could be up for an Oscar or something.
I don't think so.
Okay. But by the fact that there are actors and so like with the Springsteen biopic, they only took like 1 year of his life.
Right.
And you know, you have all those other biopics and they seem to just be segments, but this wasn't a segment. It was...
Well, it's him growing up, from his very earliest age with the Jackson 5 and rehearsing before they ever had their first songs sung on stage and their father coaching them and planning, saying, hey, you don't want to be working in a steel mill when you're my age, you know, in Gary, Indiana. This isn't the life I want for you. So he's being just unrelenting in his coaching of them. And they've got to practice and they've got to come home from practice and practice some more. So,
I feel like that's why Michael and Janet and LaToya have modified their looks so much because they never felt good enough. That they just never felt good enough because they had a dad who told them they weren't good enough.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, that is. What was it? I heard I saw some clip with the father where they were pressing him on that. A reporter was pressing him on that, said that Michael said that he was so hurt when he was a child that he was and so scared that he would regurgitate when he was around his father.
Wow.
And his father's reply to that, well, I didn't know that, but if he did, he regurgitated all the way to the bank.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he just didn't care. Joe Jackson was
a
mean man.
The ends justify the means.
And when I interviewed Donny Osmond and I was talking about the similarities between the Osmonds and the Jacksons, he stopped me in my tracks. No, our dad was not like that because everybody knew it, but nobody seemed to protect those kids.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Well, he finally did. And they do. He finally was fired. And they do go through that in the movie, how Michael Jackson fired his father and his reaction to that. So, well, I guess what I'm pointing to is that this is a pretty entertaining film, but it's not necessarily a good movie, and that's hard to describe what I mean by that. But
yeah,
it's the dramatic elements are just there to segue into another Jackson performance, and they're very well done. Jafar Jackson is a very good Michael Jackson impersonator. The music is exciting, the dancing is exciting, and the little Michael Jackson, I'm looking for his name because I'm not that familiar with him, does a very, very good job. And I love those Jackson 5 numbers.
You know? Oh, me too. I grew up with them. I love them so much.
Yeah, so it is a good reminder of what a great entertainer he was, what a great performer he was, and how many great songs he had.
And the chimpanzees in there, I hear?
They do have, yeah, little bubbles in there, too. He's CGI, so it's pretty, it's not the best CGI.
Oh, that's
little bubbles,
weird.
But, well, you can't get a chimpanzee to do what you want a chimpanzee to do, apparently.
How many brownie points do you give it?
Well, I got a split decision here. I'm giving it 2 out of 5 brownie points for the movie, but 3.5 brownie points for the entertainment value of the musical performances. It's enough to hold over, you know. If you don't like Michael Jackson, you know, I really can't think of anybody who doesn't, to tell you the truth. You're not going to like this, but it's entertaining for the movie, for the performances, but not so much as a movie telling, not so much as a dramatic movie.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
And talk to me about the festival that is in town, the Chicago Film Critics Film Festival. It's underway right now?
It is starting tomorrow, actually. The 13th Annual Chicago Critics Film Festival. It returns to the Music Box starting tomorrow. And they're going to have some movies that you ordinarily wouldn't see. So it's for real film buffs. But there are a lot of them out there. And the Music Box is a great place to go see a theater.
And we should still see Project Hail Mary because it's in theaters. And why not?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, you really should. It will be a good experience if you're streaming at home, but that's not going to be until summer or maybe even the fall, because it's making a lot of money, and people are going out to the theater and seeing it, and that's what they want to do. So that's going to be in movie theaters for a couple of more weeks for sure.
I'm excited about The Devil Wears Prada. That opens today?
It does. Devil Wears Prada. It's not a remake. It's a sequel to the first one. Meryl Streep coming back in her iconic role, as well as Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt. So they're reprising their roles. It was well received first time around, and so even if it's just as good as the first one, you know, you're going to like it.
I look forward to seeing your review or hearing it next week.
I will definitely see it.
You can see his reviews. Just go to WGNradio.com. It's on the Lisa Dent page, and look at the link for Ron's movie reviews. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, always happy. That's a wrap, Lisa.
And are you seeing The Devil Wears Prada, and when are you seeing it?
I will see it, and it'll be probably down here at the River East 21.
Okay. All right. I'm excited to hear your review of that, and then I'll go see it.
Okay. Fair enough.
He's the guy that I trust.